Endocrine disruption is the study of how certain chemicals, whether they're natural or synthetic, affect the organisms living in specific environments. And really, it looks at how it affects growth, how it affects reproduction, how it affects stress, development, and even immunity. So, whether a chemical is a pesticide or whether a chemical is like a natural hormone in our body, endocrine disruption is a study that looks at how those chemicals will affect the physiology of those organisms living in that environment. Southern California is really important for this type of work because of two factors. One is that there's an immense population of humans living in Southern California. So every day, people and their actions and their activities have an impact on the marine environment. With such a large human population, we have a large impact that we're placing on those marine environments, whether it be invertebrates, whether it be fish, whether it be marine mammals. And so to study endocrine disruption in Southern California is a great tool to use to sort of study other areas around the world where the populations might be smaller, but if we can identify some of the main players in large human population areas, we can certainly do something in the smaller sector areas where human population isn't so large. The other reason it's kind of important to do this type of study here in Southern California is that there's one chemical that's found in everything, and that's called PBDE, also known as a flame retardant. Flame retardant is in the clothes I'm wearing, it's in the cell phone that I have in my pocket, it's in the glasses that I'll be wearing later tonight, it's in everything. And so with such a high human population already in Southern California is also a very advanced area. It's not a underdeveloped country, it's highly populated, everyone has a cell phone, everyone has a computer, so all those chemicals that go into that high technology, it eventually will be found in the ocean. CECs are also known as contaminants of emerging concern. There's a lot of chemicals out in the ocean. I'm sure a lot of people understand that there's a lot of pollution that goes, there's a lot of pollution that happens in highly populated areas. One of the main concerns, though, is that every year we're producing over 1,000 new chemicals that are put into manufactured goods, they're made into medicines, and they're made into other goods that people use, such as lotions and detergents. But we have no idea what these chemicals are doing. I think the Aquarium of the Pacific should look at these situations and deal with, or look at these issues and deal with it in the way that you guys are actually doing now, is providing information to the public. A lot of people don't understand how impactful certain chemicals or certain entities are. People understand that oil is a bad thing and oil pollution is horrible. But they don't understand that their own bodies are producing natural hormones that are also affecting the organisms that live in those environments. So by having things like these lecture series during the summer and having educational programs with kids, we start to educate not only the little ones, but we also educate the adults so they get a better understanding of how they should deal with these issues on a daily basis.